Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96 in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating. We've got Brock Olson joining me in studio. Samantha wrote in, Brock. She's having a little bit of a hard time. She doesn't know what to do next in this situation. She wants a little perspective, maybe some guidance here. She's been seeing this guy for a few weeks. They were talking about this watch that he had on. He said, thanks so much. My wife got it for me. And he says he slipped up. He said wife. He meant ex-wife. Explained that he was previously married. There was a divorce. There's no more connection to that woman at all, but now she's having her doubts. Is she the other woman? What does she do? Friends are already waving the red flag, saying, get out of there. But you're saying that it could be a slip-up. I mean, it's that simple. It really could be.
Yeah, it absolutely can be. And I'll be completely honest. Most likely that is what just happened, because I've been guilty of it myself. If someone's been in a relationship for a long period of time, you got some of that, like, I don't know, like mental inertia of just like your habits, they just continue. So you might refer to somebody as your current partner on accident, like especially if they've had a certain title in your life for an extended period of time, just a habit. Doesn't mean that they still have feelings, doesn't mean they haven't moved on, doesn't mean that you aren't somebody who's significant, doesn't mean they're still in contact with the person of the past, doesn't mean any of that. It just sometimes happens. We slip up, we make mistakes. It's not something that I think is worthy of throwing the relationship away. But before we went to the music and commercial break, I was saying, you know, you do need to listen to your intuition. If your intuition is saying, you know, hey, this is a red flag, the first thing I think a lot of people do is when they feel that intuition saying this is a red flag, we discard, we want to move away, we want to back away from the entire relationship, throw the whole thing away. And I just don't think that that's actually necessary. I think what I want to do here is give you just a couple of pieces of advice to navigate this so you can get a little bit of clarity. And first, like, you need to ask for clarity, but you need to do it respectfully. So starting off, you know, you could approach them with a straightforward kind of question, something like, you know, I know you mentioned you're recently divorced, and I'd like to understand how that chapter impacts where we're headed. You know, something like that kind of opens the door a little bit, allows him to approach it on a little bit of a deeper level. You help curate an environment where those types of conversations are in a safe space. So he will feel comfortable talking a little bit more about that with you, and you guys can get onto the same page there. The next thing is you need to set boundaries based on values, not fears. Now, that's why I was saying, like, a lot of times we have our intuition telling us something. The first thing we want to do is just discard everything that's throwing up that fear, those flags. But, you know, if you can set boundaries based on values, you can really help avoid that. So the trick is, you know, don't just act on your fears here. You know, your friends are probably fueling a lot of that. Instead, what I'd like for you to do is ask yourself, like, what do I actually value in a relationship? If it's transparency, then, you know, it's fair to expect that, you know, especially as things get more serious, that you ask and require more levels of transparency and clarity. And by having those types of questions from the first tip that I just gave you, like, that's going to go a really long way in making sure you two are on the same page and helping settle a lot of those fears. Again, like, it's about boundaries. It's not just about going off of, like, reactionary fears and things like that. And then the last thing is, you know, trust your gut while giving the relationship space to grow. So finally, you know, I said trust your instincts, of course, but, you know, you gotta remember that real trust takes time. It's very, very tempting to push relationships completely out of your life early on because we're so afraid of being hurt. Like, you know, one of the hardest things to do is to get past the talking stage, to get past the first couple months, the honeymoon phase, once things actually start getting real. You know, it's really hard to even get through that because so many people are so afraid to get hurt. But listen, and this is for everybody, when you are in the dating community, when you are actively dating and you're seeking something intentionally, you need to accept that you're signing yourself up for the likelihood of failure. Most relationships, most dating experiences do not materialize into a long-term relationship. This is part of it. You can almost use a sports analogy. Like, I don't care who's the best baseball hitter of all time. They have probably more strikeouts than hits. That is statistics. They are completely aware that they have a high likelihood of striking out or of not succeeding, but that's the game. Dating game is the exact same. You're going to strike out a lot. You're going to get hurt a lot. But by having some of these boundaries, by having some of these processes, by understanding yourself, and healing, it is going to give you so many advantages in the dating marketplace by being able to identify when a relationship is materializing that's either unhealthy, that violates your boundaries, or is throwing up genuine red flags, and how to respond to those. So if, you know, you're going through the dating world, everybody just wants you to know that, you know, this is a very, very common thing. You're likely going to be frustrated, disappointed, but having your own boundaries and standards and things like that on lock is going to give you a little bit more of a, you know, a little bit of body armor going into the dating market.
Sure. Mm-hmm. To just wrap it all up then. So ultimately, Samantha is, for advice for Samantha, mm-hmm. is ultimately open that line of communication mm-hmm. and talk to him.
It is.
I mean,
yeah.
That's the first step.
It is.
And
yes.
then go with the gut, but you want to learn more. Mm-hmm. I think it was actually one of our followers, and he comments on all of our posts. So Lonnie's a big listener.
Oh, yes.
It's 96, but Lonnie's always commenting. And he brought up a good point, I thought. He's like, he hasn't lied to you yet type of thing. Mm-hmm. Give him the benefit of the doubt. But then if he's not bringing you around family in the near
sure.
future and doesn't want to answer questions, that's more
yeah.
red flag.
Yeah, and he know? And I are saying the same thing in regards to like the third piece of advice was giving the relationship an opportunity to grow.
Exactly.
So yes, try to go over to his house. Try to give the relationship a little bit of time for him to show you that there isn't another woman. Like, you know, but do it cautiously. You don't have to go in with all of your guard completely down, but, you know, look for clues, have conversations, ask good questions, but also create an environment where you guys can have deep connecting conversations. So communication, as we always say, Gino, is everything.
Yes,
here.
Of course, of course. Thank you, Samantha, for writing. And if you out there have a question for Brock and you would like him to tackle it, now's the time to send that email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. You can also hook up with Brock on social media. You'll get free advice from Brock Olson, the dating expert. So make sure you make that happen. You can also go to Brock's website to learn more about him, BrockOlson.com, and make sure you check out The Mind's Eye, something that Brock has developed, which is very cool and can help you in everyday life. And go check that out, BrockOlson.com. Brock, we appreciate the advice. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.